All right, so listen, guys, we have to give a shout out to Congresswoman Maxine Waters, okay? We call her Auntie Maxine. Auntie Maxine snapped at Jim Jordan, who, of course, is a congressman from the state of Ohio. They were at the COVID hearings with Dr. Fauci, and Jim Jordan just started, you know, pressing Dr. Fauci into a shouting
so
match.
He was so disrespectful.
Yeah, it was
Dr.
really.
He was.
Yeah, it was really disrespectful. Congresswoman Waters had had enough, and take a listen.
I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
All right, Auntie. All right, Auntie.
The queen has spoken. Yes.
Right.
But, you know, that's the thing. You know, they act like they can talk over people. People just getting tired. If somebody else was in charge of it and was the chair, you wouldn't be doing that.
Right.
But see, they always trying to, in their little smart little way, like downplay you. Sister, you ain't running nothing. Well, she is.
Well, Jim Clyburn is the chair. Yeah. But
he spoke up. But the other thing, too, though, Steve, it was the way Jim Jordan was talking to Dr. Fauci. I think everyone had had enough of that, including Congresswoman
Maxine Waters. It was disrespectful.
It was totally disrespectful.
I want the number. The American people deserve the number. What is the number, Dr. Fauci?
Don't worry about this. We're going to handle this, Jim Clyburn said in response. He said, I think Mr. Jordan knows me very well. He knows full well that we're going to handle this. Jordan thanked Clyburn, and the hearing moved forward. The end.
Okay. See, that's what makes me come out of my mans right there. When you start talking to me like that, I'm coming out of my mans. You know what I'm saying?
You can hear me.
Who you talking to?
Right.
Yeah. But he still thinks Trump is in charge because he was Trump's whipping boy, that Jim Jordan. So anyway, calm it on down. Calm it all the way down, sir.
Yeah, it wasn't necessary at all.
No, it was like just... That. Yeah, we're all trying to get through this pandemic. We're all trying to do what we can do. And, you know, you're pressing Dr. Fauci as if it's going to end on this day.
Right. He got a crystal ball.
Yeah, come on now. Let's play Auntie Maxine one more time.
I don't want you to answer my question. The American people want Dr. Fauci to answer the question. What does it have to be?
Expire, sir. If you need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Ooh,
respect,
she liked that
the
teacher.
Chair. Yes, yes. I love it.
And shut your mouth.
Yes. Wow.
You know, Twitter is having a field day with the people tweeting. Auntie out here telling, shut the blank up.
Yeah.
Got a Capitol Hill cussing.
Yeah. All right, coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, protesters showed up at the home of an Army sergeant caught on video harassing a young black man just walking down the street. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.